Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If we want to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we must clothe ourselves with meekness. Colossians 3:12. Please listen to our Lord's great invitation. Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Paul pled with the Corinthians by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:1. If you have ever been tempted to believe that meekness means weakness, the truth that Jesus Christ was meek ought to remove that temptation forever. Meekness demands that one be strong, bold, and uncompromising. We find all of these qualities in the Son of God. We must emulate Him in developing those attitudes and attributes. Friedrich Nietzsche, the radical German philosopher, probably the major influence on Adolf Hitler, believed that many of the Christian virtues, meekness, gentleness, and kindness, were signs of weakness. In his book, Ecce Homo, which means Behold the Man, Nietzsche writes, "Christian morality is the most malignant form of all falsehood. It is really poisonous, decadent, weakening. It produces nincompoops, not men." In his book, Antichrist, Nietzsche called Christianity the greatest of all conceivable corruptions. It converted every value into its opposite, every truth into a lie, and every honest impulse into an ignominy of the soul. I call it the one immortal blemish of mankind. Page 230. Can you now understand why Hitler was such a monster? Tragically, Nietzsche is very popular on many American college and university campuses. What will be the result of the teaching of such an obnoxious concept? After all, ideas do have consequences. W. E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words makes the following appropriate comments on the Greek word proutes, translated meekness. In its use in Scripture, in which it has a fuller, deeper significance than in non-scriptural Greek writings, it consists of not in a person's outward behavior only, not yet in his relations to his fellow men, as little in his mere natural disposition. Rather, it is an inwrought grace of the soul, and the exercises of it are first and chiefly toward God. It is that temper of spirit in which we accept His dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing or resisting. It is closely linked with the word humility, and follows directly upon it. It is only the humble heart which is also meek, and which as such does not fight against God, and more or less struggle with Him. Volume 3, pages 55 and 56. Meekness for the Christian means taking God at His word, and completely submitting to the will of God. Jesus Christ is our great example of meekness. He told His disciples, "My meat is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to finish His work." John 4:34. Jesus also said, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." John 8:29. Our Lord knew the agony that would accompany His death on the cross. He prayed, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt." Matthew 26:39. In the Beatitudes, Jesus Christ promised, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Matthew 5:5. James urged his readers, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." James 1:21. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.